I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At least 10 people have died in a fire in Paris, the deadliest in the French capital in more than a decade. Flames engulfed a 9-story apartment building early Tuesday morning, sending people to the roof and clambering across balconies to escape. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Officials say the death toll in the suspected arson attack on the residential building keeps rising, with more than 30 people, including 8 firefighters, among the injured. Fleeing residents had headed to the roof as flames engulfed the building before dawn. A 40-year-old female resident of the building, said to have a history of psychiatric problems, was arrested as police opened a probe into voluntary arson resulting in death. It is the deadliest fire in Paris since the April 2005 hotel fire near the capital's famous opera that killed 24 people.
The Taliban is reported to have killed 40 government troops in separate attacks in northern Afghanistan. The deadliest of the insurgent raids happened early Tuesday near the provincial capital, Kunduz. The deputy chairman of the provincial council told Afghan media the attack killed at least 25 soldiers and 3 policemen in fighting that lasted for 2 hours. The former president of Ivory Coast, Laurent Gbagbo, has been released on bail to Belgium following his acquittal by the International Criminal Court in The Hague on charges of crimes against humanity. The court said on Tuesday, after Belgium said on Saturday that it had agreed in principle to host Gbagbo pending a possible prosecution appeal against his acquittal by the ICC, but the court said final arrangements were being made. The 73-year-old former strongman and his aide have been staying in an undisclosed location since Friday, when the Hague Tribunal freed them both from detention. This is VOA News. The commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East, General Joseph Votel, told a Senate committee on Tuesday that he was not asked for his advice about a withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria before President Trump announced his decision to do so. Maine Independent Senator Angus King questioned Votel.
General, were you aware of the president's intention to order the withdrawal of our troops from Syria before that was publicly announced?
I was not aware of the specific that announcement. Certainly, we are aware that he had expressed a desire and intent in the past to depart Iraq.
So you weren't consulted before that decision was announced?
We were not. I was not consulted.
Since the announcement, the Pentagon has confirmed some equipment have been moved out of Syria. Other preparations to pull about 2,000 troops out of Syria have also been ongoing. Pope Francis said on Tuesday the Vatican would be willing to mediate in Venezuela if both sides ask, but he said preliminary steps to bring the two sides together should happen first. Angelina Jolie, the Hollywood actress, who also is a UN Refugee Agency special representative, visited camps in Bangladesh for Muslim Rohingya refugees from Myanmar on Tuesday. She condemned the world's failure to prevent a crisis in which 730,000 people have been driven from their homes.
Students' right to return home, but only when they feel it is safe enough to do so voluntarily, and they know that their rights will be respected.
Facebook is banning 4 armed insurgent groups in Myanmar from its platform in a written statement. The U.S.-based social media giant announced on Tuesday that the groups were banned because from the site, and the statement also said it will remove all related praise, support, and representation of the groups as soon as it becomes aware of it. It called the 4 dangerous organizations. Zambia's profitable copper mining industry is making its citizens poor, according to a report by a Southern African research group. The report traces the troubled relationship at one mine in rural Zambia between that nation's internationally well-regarded First Quantum Minerals and the rural community that surrounds it. A classified U.S. government report on foreign interference in the 2018 congressional elections has concluded that outside meddling had no material impact on the integrity and security of the vote. That left open the question as to whether there will be any sanctions for foreign influence campaigns. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.